All righty then. Hour number three, here we go. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories. Fed is expected to cut the rate a quarter point today. Gabbard thanks Trump. Even Jeff Bezos and Mark Cuban kissing some...
The ring. They're kissing the ring, yeah.
Kissing the Trump ring. Backside bump. How about that? Otherwise known as his buttocks. All right, so we got that going on. Hey, special guest in the studio, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I rode the Trump train all the way in, but I had to get off in Alachua.
Hey, man, I know you had to be one of the people that was celebrating this huge victory, and you were just telling me you were hanging out with Stan the Man McLean and his son.
The new senator for Marion County. Oh, man, it's so excited for him and for Matt. Those guys, the McLeans, are just phenomenal men, great family, and just great to celebrate with them watching the Trump train roll in.
Right on. Hey, speaking of great local folks, I understand that the passing of John R. Hunt hit some folks pretty hard because he was really involved in the community.
He was. I mean, he was a banker for so long, CEO, just a great guy in the community. But it was really interesting because John was passionate about pickleball. And he told me about pickleball before I even knew what pickleball
was. Cool.
Yeah, before it was even cool, right? And he's like, Commissioner, we got to build some courts. We got to do this. We got to do that. And I'm like, man, John, I don't know. What is this pickleball thing? So he took me around, showed me what was going on. After a little while, we put together some funding. And actually, our first courts were born because of John at Cohadjo Park. And so today, after his passing, actually on Tuesday, the board dedicated those courts to him in the naming of the John R. Hunt.
Oh, thank you. Now we can call it
pickleball.
Hunt. Now we can call it Hunt Park.
Right.
That's so much easier.
Than Cohadjo?
Cohadjo, it's like, am I going to be attacked by dogs if I go there? I'm not sure. Anyway, yes, rest in peace, John Hunt. Your legacy will live on. This guy was Mr. Everybody, man, from outdoor stuff to like spearfishing and lobstering to the pickleball thing. But he was in the Rotary Club. He was in the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, he really was one of those people that he touched a lot of lives for the better.
Well, and you know, all through his career and his life, he cared about our community, making it better. And those are the kind of guys you just love to celebrate. And so we're so excited to call and name those courts and leave that lasting legacy
for
him.
It's the right thing to do. Hey, Bring the Harvest Home is back. This is something that's been very successful.
Yeah, Bring the Harvest Home is a great way for us to help those in our community, especially during this time of the holidays as they're approaching. The effort to collect canned food and toiletry donations will culminate Friday, December 6th from 7 to 1 on the downtown square. But from now till then, you can drop off your goods at any one of the Marion County Sheriff's offices, the firefighter offices, the libraries, or any other government facility, tax collector, and we can continue to make this food drive something that can impact our community more and more.
And you want more information, you've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/Marion County, Florida. You can find the information from there. That is great. Now,
yes,
you guys are bringing in the harvest in terms of tax revenue. You greedy tax and spenders, you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you are...
Renewal.
Marion County's been very good stewards of the tax money that has come in through the sales tax specifically. And the voters decided that, yeah, you're right, the renewal... They said they gave it the okay. So how long will that go for? And what? Give me a couple of specifics of what's going to be purchased with that money.
Absolutely. So here's a few things. First of all, you and I have talked about the sales tax and how Marion County uses it. And I always want to make sure that the voters know that not only have we been spending that money wisely to bring infrastructure projects and support our first responders, because this is about safety and this is about infrastructure. Those two things are what this sales tax renewal is. It is a 20-year renewal. It gained 62.37% of the vote with over 126,000 people voting for the sales tax renewal. I think all that comes because, as you and I have discussed and debated on the show, is that, here, we told you what we're going to do. we did it,
right?
And people have seen results in the community of a faithful commission. And I really believe that that's something that we've been able to do for our sheriff, for our fire department, and for our roads department to make sure. And listen, people want better roads and better transportation. What this does is leverage, instead of a four-year renewal, right? It leverages 20 years. And what that allows us to do in road projects is actually go out, plan, and fund, bond transportation products today so we can get started instead of having to wait 15 years to actually get through the planning process to build something. That's what's taking so long.
And the cost only go up the longer the timetable is.
Yeah, we
so
know
it
that.
Makes sense. And everybody shares in the cost because it's a sales tax, not a property tax. And
so more than 30% of that, to your point, Bob, will be paid for by those coming through our community.
What percentage?
30%. Over 30%.
Yeah. See, that's
huge. Why it's so much more fair.
Could we say something along the lines of promises made, promises kept?
Absolutely. Okay. Something could, along those
that
lines.
Could catch
exactly.
On.
Thank you very
on.
Much, everybody.
And our community even supported the school tax to build new schools because of the growth that's happening to Marion County. And listen, unfortunately, most of our schools on campuses are not new. Right, they're 50-plus years old in some cases, and in quite frankly, a lot of cases, and they need remodeling. And so our that one is for, I think, 10 years and a shorter time frame, but just to build the wings, build the capital, and take care of the folks in the school system. I think both of these things will really help our community leverage that. And like I told you, I think last time I was on your show, we talked about, listen, this is the first time that when you go out on the highway and our people are responding to an incident on I-75 is a great example, right? Mm-hmm. They're responding to that event. It's the first time that people that have gone through I-75 that don't live in our community are actually helping pay for that, because otherwise the property tax folks, and that's not everybody pays taxes, right? But we're just talking about the property tax would be the only thing funding that first response.
You don't have to sell it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
It's been great, and I just wanted to let people know we're going to continue to have that website. We're going to continue to build that process. We have citizen community, so if you're interested on how our roads are going to work, how they're going to be developed, how they're going to be funded, please, you know, send me a message, call my office. If you're interested in being part of that planning process for the next 20 years, let me know.
Before we go, we're running out of time.
Yes,
Marion
sir.
County has shown their love for the veterans, and this is your Veteran Appreciation Month in Marion County, and Veterans Day is coming up the 11th. But the Sunday before, there's a special event. You want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, so on the 5th, or some Sunday at 5, we're going to be unveiling the family statue or monument at our Veterans Park, and it's going to be such an incredible opportunity. We're also Sunday, November 10th at 6:30. We have the Veterans Light Up the Stars concert at the Ocala Veterans Park. At 5, just before the event, we have a special unveiling of the Veterans Family Monument. This is a picture of the soldier coming home and being greeted by his family.
Yep.
And it's an incredible opportunity. Also on Veterans Day at 11, our school system will put on a program to honor the veterans and all they've done for us.
Yeah, and you, that's a great relationship. Veterans love Marion County and vice versa, and you've shown it. And that is going to be a great event, the unveiling at 5. And then afterwards, there's going to be, kind of a special, something about the stars?
Yes, sir. It's the concert.
Yes.
So the Veterans Light Up the Stars
Light
concert.
Up the Stars, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, way to go. Carl? Congratulations on so many great things, and we'll continue to be happy with most of the outcome of this
We're so
election.
Excited. As Trump makes America again, we're going to make Marion County even better.
Wow. Okay. You heard it here first. Have a great one, Carl.
Thank you, my friend.
It is 8:16. Yes, we still have a ton of stuff we want to talk about, including Jack Smith. This guy, Jack. Time for this guy to hit the road. Details on that coming up, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to give you an update. What's going on in the tropics? It's brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. So you've got Hurricane Rafael, 105-mile-an-hour winds, moving northwest at 9 miles an hour. Storm is located north-northwest of the island of Cuba. It made landfall there, and I'm sure they're still assessing damage, but it definitely did at least some damage, a lot of power outages. What else? We'll find out. But important to us is it coming toward Florida? Sure doesn't look like that. Now, I think there's one spaghetti model out of a handful of those that maybe has it meandering up toward us or the Big Bend. But, I mean, the vast majority, and we're talking about 20 other models, do not have it going in that direction. Most of them have it going west, as does the National Weather Service and NOAA. They all have it going, moving almost directly west. So that looks like landfall could very well be in Mexico. But again, It's early. Things can change. We will definitely keep an eye on it. That's what we do.
Well, I find that kind of interesting because, that rapper Cardi B, I mean, she was talking about hurricanes the other day. I mean, I don't know that she, has a degree in meteorology or anything like that. But if we don't get hit and maybe Texas doesn't get it, I think she might. I don't know. She could have made a mistake or something, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. She said something along the lines that we deserve to get a hurricane or something like that. And I know I've got the piece here. I've got Meathead saying he said, Kamala won, Kamala won. But he was a little premature. So Meathead was wrong. Shocker. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Cardi B, Jennifer Lopez, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Bruce Springsteen, Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm getting tired of saying all their names. Oh, the really crazy one, Robert De Niro. Rest in peace, Hollywood celebrity presidential endorsements, because all your star power absolutely did not work. And the Cardi B, they always describe the person. She's a rapper. I'm not I can't say I know anything about her. I don't know, okay? Other than I know she says stupid, very far left to center stuff. I know she says bad things about Trump. And so they usually identify that person by, the movie that they've made or something, or their song.
You don't want to talk about one of them.
It's something about a wet cat. She did a rap song about that. And she lashed out at Trump voters over the president-elect's resounding victory, claiming in a since-deleted video, of course, this is why some of y'all states be getting hurricanes. Not soon will she be working for the National Weather Service, I don't think. Cardi B's insult appeared directed at voters in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, all of which went for Donald Trump on election night. Her words are especially ill-timed, though. People died in these events. People's lives have literally been turned upside down. People's homes destroyed, roadways, infrastructure, bridges wiped out. To use that in any way political, it just shows the clearly the intellectual limitations of somebody like that. Really, it's like you deserve death and destruction and all your stuff being busted up and all the floods to come through because you voted for Trump.
But she's missing one little point. Storms don't just hit Republican voters.
Really?
No, they're not really selective at all. I mean, no, it doesn't work that way.
They're not directed by some force. King Obama? I think King Obama does control things because I remember when he told me that Florida was going to be underwater. Yeah. Next thing you know, he is buying property that's about 5 feet above sea level in Martha's Vineyard and then out in Hawaii. I'm like, why would he do that? Because he has control. He dialed it back, right? Oh, my gosh. Who else can we blame? Kamala Harris's supporters melted down on social media, of course. This Harry Sisson, vocal G, Gen Z influencer, was all over the map, first posting that America failed their fellow Americans and failed women, and then called for being humble and gracious in defeat, but then went back to bashing Trump and fellow Americans. David Hogg, the famous anti-gun guy, he said, "This is being capitalized. This is the bad place. This is the bad place." Like, meaning what? America?
Wow.
You know, in his young life, he may have not traveled abroad much. I would suggest you maybe visit some other countries and see what
and stay there a
life
while.
Is like. Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. A couple of folks that I know that I saw on Facebook were talking about Kamala's concession speech yesterday. And it's like, I don't know. They used some word. I forget if it was conciliatory or what it was. But I thought, no, she did not come off gentle or classy at all. I mean, I kept seeing a pattern, and I think a lot of folks did.
Yeah. On a positive note, though, some of the attack dogs will be called in. Yes. Mm-hmm. Release the hounds. Now it'll be get your hounds back. And tell them to quit howling. I'm talking about special counsel Jack Smith. This guy, man, he tried and he tried and he tried. He went after Trump. And since November 22, he sought to put Trump in prison using all kinds of really made up legalese. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's been sent a packing.
Oh, good.
And
good for him.
It'd be nice if he took Merrick Garland with him.
Don't get your hopes up.
But we know for sure that will definitely take place on January 20th. And I'll be pretty happy about that. It is 8:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office will be along around 9:05. We'll get the latest on what's going on, including scams and a recent shooting as recent as this morning. So we're on top of it for you. And that's where we try to always be. Thank you for continuing to support what we do. And I got to tell you, it's been some pretty happy days, and I hope a lot of other people are feeling it, and no reason to get nasty. But it's interesting, you know, the Democrats, in many cases, they just don't want to see the light. They don't want an awakening. They think being woke is awake. It's not. Woke is croak. It's DOA. Dead on arrival. I mean, that should be one of the things that should be gleaned from this election outcome, that people aren't buying into that, regardless of what really what stripe they're from. It doesn't make sense. Individual rights are protected in America. And here you have this identity politics where the Democrats always have to break people up into little groups and then go, oh, this little group that we've identified, we're for you. We're for you. Yeah. Listen to this. Barack Obama and Big Mike are blaming Donald Trump's historic victory on the pandemic. What? Well, okay. Look, I have a pretty good memory on things, but, you know, dates and times and references like that, maybe not always. Didn't the pandemic hit, like, in the final year, really, of Trump's presidency? It was a Department of Health and Human Services under Biden that then declared the emergency's end on May 11, 2023, long after most Americans had already returned to normal life. So you're going to go back in time and say this election that just took place 2 days ago, the reason that people overwhelmingly supported Republicans is because of COVID? Wow.
That's reaching back.
It's a reach something.
Oh, they're reaching somewhere. You're right.
America has been through a lot over the last few years, from historic pandemic and price hikes resulting from the pandemic to rapid change in the feeling a lot of folks have that no matter how hard they work, treading water is the best they can do, the Obama said. Those conditions have created headwinds for Democratic incumbents around the world. And last night showed that America is not immune. The good news is that these problems are solvable, but only if we listen to each other and only if we abide by the core constitutional principles and democratic norms that made this country great. Again, here's Obama invoking the Constitution that he treated like a dirty rag. That same Constitution, apparently, that now Kamala thinks that we should be loyal to, not to a president or to a party, but to the Constitution. When she said that in her so-called concession speech, I had to gag. I mean, of all the things you're going to bring up, and Obama's doing the same thing. So let me get this right. Moving into the future now, every single thing that Trump tries to do that heals America, that gets America's economic engines rolling, that benefits all of Americans, will be filtered through the lefty media and the lefty politicians, and it'll basically be, well, that's unconstitutional. Well, that's unconstitutional. And remember where they're at now. There doesn't have to be a shred of truth or evidence to their allegations. Now, I thought they learned a lesson there that, yeah, you can only lie to the American people so far and for so long. But I don't think they got that memo. I really don't. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet, Skylines, and Roy, you're on the air.
Well, you know, the whole thing is, I think Obama's statement is kind of correct. It's because they weren't able to use the cheating methods that they did in the first election with Trump-Biden. Because of, you know, all the mail-ins that they were using before, that they kind of just slid in there.
Yeah, and this overarching kind of theory that they have, and they express it in different ways in a passive-aggressive way, that basically, if you don't vote for Democrats or their policies, you're dumb. You know what they say? The uneducated white women, they're the ones that, went for Trump and ruined everything. So, yeah, basically, if you don't go their way, then you're a dummy. And that's not going to work. And that's a good thing. Good. Keep using the wrong strategies. I don't want them to be in power. This is not the Democrat Party of a grandpappy, for sure. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet, Skylines this time. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I apologize for talking about Jack Smith, but I'm out of town traveling on Odyssey, and it's kind of a delay. But I've got something I do want to say about it, and that is, I think that, not for retribution, but I think that Jack Smith, he should be prosecuted for conspiratory interference with an election, for abusing the federal justice system, and also I think they should force him to have to pay back all the money he was paid and all the money he used and trying to put together this case. And I don't think Donald Trump should take a pardon from Biden, because he's not guilty of anything. It was all made up. They had to extend the limitations. They had to bring together different things to be able to make charges. It's all BS. And Trump should not. He should tell him, no, I don't want a pardon. I'm not guilty at all.
Yeah, I don't know that he necessarily needs a pardon. I know that you cannot prosecute a sitting president, and not like in criminal law, it's different than you have to go through an impeachment process. But to your point about Jack Smith, this is going to be a tough one. Trump wants to move forward. He wants to heal the nation. I don't think you can really be friends with these people who said such terrible things about you. And they shouldn't quickly be. I mean, if you want to be forgiven, it's one thing, that it should not be forgotten, I guess, is what
right.
I'm saying.
I like that.
And with Jack Smith, You want to go after him, but remember, the media still has a lot of sway. Even though they deserve zero credibility, they still have credibility. And they're going to say, oh, Trump's doing exactly what we said. He's going after his political enemies. He's going after his political enemies. The ones who never would say that Trump is being attacked by his political enemies or for
right.
political reasons. But they would play that card then. So you've got that. And then you have to also put on the table, for strategy, if you will, if you don't go after people like Jack Smith, who clearly put a political agenda ahead of, really, of law, then what's to keep it from happening again in the future? So this is not going to be easy to navigate effectively, okay? I know Trump will navigate it. and it's just a matter of how effective will it be. The Dems, many of them are so brainwashed. It's like when you really feel like your agenda is correct and you feel like the end justifies the means, they think that the use of deception and lying is perfectly okay if it gets them to their end point, which is more Democrats in with more power. So this is going to be it's a difficult one all the way around. I think it's going to be easier to fix the economy, frankly. Yeah. Let's go to Ken. You're on the air.
Good morning. I happened to turn on the television yesterday, and there's like five people, I think it was CNN. They're all telling why Trump turned the whole nation red. Let me explain why real quick. For the last 4 years, we've had fake elections. We've had fake prosecutions. They call him a felon. And the reason that he turned the nation red was those people on television did it. What you've seen for the last 4 years was a trial and a jury. Most people in this country are good people. They've seen what went on, and that's what changed their mind and turned the nation red and turned even the Democrats turned over to red. That's it in a nutshell. It was a trial for the last 4 years, just like a trial, and we were the jury. Thank you.
Well, and they couldn't what's the word I'm looking for? They couldn't control themselves. I guess I'm looking for maybe a certain temperament or whatever. In other words,
rabid would apply.
Yeah, they were rabid.
They really were.
Instead of being appeared to be reasoned.
Yes,
they never did that. They were over the top in everything that they did. Look, when it came out and the lefty media couldn't hide it, that basically they want to put Trump in prison because he allegedly overvalued some of his properties, including Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the judge wouldn't allow, as part of the case, the actual cover page when the Trump company put together the valuation sheets of what their properties were worth that specifically said, we did our due diligence. This, to the best of our abilities, reflects the actual values of these properties contained therein. And however, you also must do your own due diligence to make sure that we're like in agreement for these things. You have to do your own work and research, especially if you question any of the values. He wouldn't allow that cover sheet, which is critically important.
Wow.
I mean, that is your disclaimer. That is, hey, mm-hmm. we think it's worth this.
Right.
And how do you really put a value on something?
There's always an appraisal.
Especially when it's something that is not generic. In other words,
right.
you give me a 3-2, I can run 100 comps. I can tell you approximately a pretty good window of
sure.
what it's worth.
Yeah.
Now, can you do that on a Trump Tower? Can you do that on a Mar-a-Lago?
Right.
These are, you know, not only iconic, but they're, what do you do a comp on?
No, yeah, it's nothing
well,
like
we've,
it.
Well, we found a 10-acre plot on the Palm Beach coast,
uh-huh.
but
right.
you know, he had 22 rooms. You know what I'm getting at.
Right.
It's when people found that out, when the lefty media couldn't hide that,
uh-huh.
I think it, in other words, it was off for a lot of people. They said, oh, yeah, Trump says it was a witch hunt. Guess what?
Yep.
Trump was right again and again. And again, and I could keep going, but I have to go to break.
Show's only on till 10.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And Greg's the team that keeps me in line. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Hang in there. Can we all just get along? Peace and unity. It's easy to say when you're the winner, baby.
Yes. Yeah.
It is. Let's all be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We kicked y'all's butt waxes. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. Hey, coming up later, the Fed is expected to cut interest a quarter point. Oh, that's good for anybody who has a loan or you're looking to buy a house and all that stuff. Any movement in that direction, I think, is going to be very, very positive. We also have to worry about, you know, the heating up of the economy and pushing up inflation. So there's always that, you know, trying to get that special sauce just right.
That's right.
Hopefully, this will be a step in the right direction. We know the markets absolutely love the idea of a Donald Trump presidency. I mean, the numbers were going up, and I think a lot of experts unless they hated Trump, would admit that this is a Trump effect even before he wins. In other words, there's a feeling he's going to win. The markets were gaining and doing very well. And then I thought, well, you know, that's the end of that. They've already kind of spoken. But then Trump wins, and the market's like, whew.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what goes up can come down and all that. Hopefully you're in it for a longer haul, and hopefully you've got some people that you trust and respect that give you some guidance in that direction, because none of us want to eat cat food in retirement. I know that. Nothing against cats.
Oh, no, not at all. Or, you know, ladies with cats.
Yeah. And I don't mind eating Chinese food. I just don't want to eat cat food.
No.
That makes sense?
Yes.
How you doing, Greg? What's up?
Doing pretty good. Thank you very much. Thanks for asking.
What's the vibe you get? Look, we've had really like a day post-election. I mean, Tuesday was very busy, and it was probably nap time for a lot of people.
Yes,
stayed up late, including myself. And then we had really kind of yesterday as a day where we, you know, our daily movements and where we go and who we see. You know, what's kind of the vibe you're picking up on? Because I live in a very conservative area in a corner of Clay County near Keystone.
Yep.
And so that vibe was, you know, completely positive.
Sure.
Might be a little different than you living in the heart of the communist archipelago of Gainesville.
Well, there is that. I've not had a lot of contact with folks like directly. It's where I've kind of gotten my impressions from people that I know were on like Facebook that I know are more moderate or more liberal. And it was interesting that you mentioned the whole, you know, there's people who are going through a tough time right now and be kind. And I see those mainly being done by my more moderate or lefty friends. Then the ones who are farther left, including one of my Jewish Democrat friends in St. Louis, he updated his Facebook photo. And you know how it's the circle and your picture's in the middle?
Yeah.
It's just black. Like describing his mood, I suppose. And, you know, and I'm looking at the comments from his lefty friends, and, you know, they're all kind of depressed and that kind of thing. So.
Well, okay. So the best thing to happen for Israel, the country, is Donald Trump being elected. And you have to go no further than ask Prime Minister Netanyahu that. He would say absolutely. He has said absolutely. So your friend, who is Jewish, I guess, well, I live in St. Louis. I don't give a rat's patootie what happens to the people in Israel. Is that what he's saying?
No, because they separate the two parts of Netanyahu. They don't like him politically.
Why?
Because he's more conservative. And they actually have family living in Israel. And they, on the other side of the coin, though, will say when it comes to Hamas, there's probably nobody better than Netanyahu to go after them. But they don't like his politics, finances, you know, conservative thinking, except when it comes to going after Hamas.
Well, if they haven't learned the lesson by now that when you're soft, the enemy attacks.
Yep.
And when you're strong and react to attacks in an extremely strong way. I mean, you know, what's the old adage? You know, they bring a knife, you bring a gun. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put two of his in the morgue.
Right.
You have to be overwhelmingly tough, because that's the only language that terrorists can understand. You've got to be extremely tough. So I'm sorry, I just don't understand your friends.
No, I don't either.
Thinking.
No, I don't
and
either.
And a lot of Jewish folks, you know, in New York, I mean, big time, went for Trump to, what, 40 percentile or something, which is
40 plus,
beyond unprecedented.
It is. It was pretty amazing.
So.
Well, and then again, as we've talked, you've got the Jewish community. You've got the Muslim community. You've got the Black community.
Yeah.
You know, Latinos. Higher percentages than ever before. Kamala likes to talk about, oh, we built a coalition of people for our, you know. You want to look at a coalition and an inclusive tent. Look at the Republican Party right now.
But when it comes to dealing with worldwide issues / enemies, the soft approach for America, like almost every other free nation, is the same. The soft approach doesn't work.
You mean like the last 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
It invites. Look, it invited Putin. Hey. Who's going to stop you from coming into Ukraine, huh? The same bunch of goofball Democrats that stopped you when you took Crimea? Yeah. See how that worked out?
Right.
Trump goes into office like, oh, no, we're pretty good. We're, yeah, I got my little bottle of vodka here, old Vladdy Putin. He goes, I'm not even going to taunt anybody by riding horseback half naked. I'm just going to tend to my business and be quiet. Then as soon as Trump's out of there, he starts acting up again.
Yep.
Like a child. They know when the disciplinarian's in the room, and they know when there's, you know,
the easy one.
Yeah, the teacher that fills in.
Yes, substitute.
Yeah. Yeah, the substitute teacher. Yeah. Tardy? I don't feel tardy. Give me something to write on. As we approach the 9 o'clock stretch, we're going to talk to Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. You are listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.